Ron DeSantis challenger Charlie Crist's Day 1 agenda involves protecting abortion. By Hannah Blow on August 24, 2022. Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, the Democrat challenging Governor Ron DeSantis, R, in Florida's gubernatorial race, has identified abortion as a Day 1 issue, vowing to sign an executive order protecting a woman's ability to dismember her unborn child. Crist defeated his challenger, the state's Commissioner of Agriculture Nikki Fried, in Tuesday's primary election. His victory marks the official beginning of Florida's general election campaign season, pitting Crist, a former governor of Florida who switched from the Republican Party to the Democrat Party, against popular Governor Ron DeSantis, R. Pinned to Crist's Twitter page is a Day 1 promise to protect a woman's right to terminate her pregnancy, one that seemingly resonates with members of the radical far left. On my first day as governor, I will sign an executive order to protect reproductive freedom in Florida, he wrote on June 25, 2022, the day after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, kicking the decision on abortion back to the states. In an interview with Fox 13 earlier this month, Crist described himself as pro-choice. I think women should have the opportunity to make that decision for themselves. After all, it's their body, it's their health, he said. I believe in a woman's right to choose. And I've proven it every time I've had the opportunity in political office. Crist continued, bragging that he actually vetoed a pro-life bill during his first round as governor. I'm very proud of that fact. And then almost 6 years now as a member of Congress, and I have 100% rating by Planned Parenthood. 100% rating by name, he added. His position stands in stark contrast to Governor DeSantis, who this year signed legislation banning abortions after 15 weeks, blasting radical leftists for essentially supporting infanticide. And despite legal challenges, DeSantis is holding steady. These are unborn babies that have heartbeat. They can feel pain. They can suck their thumb. And to say that the state constitution mandates things like dismemberment abortions, I just don't think that's the proper interpretation, DeSantis said during a press conference over the summer.